Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
We are glad that you join us tonight. And just let us know where you're watching from in the comments section. And we'd love to, we'd love it if you would share this video also. We've got a lot of information we want to tell you tonight. And we prayed before we started that that we would be
effective, but effective, not offensive.
Not offensive. We don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to come across as a couple of know-it-alls, you know, because we certainly don't know. But we do know some things we've learned, especially since Grace was born. We talked about that in the first episode. You'll go back and watch that. And so we called our video podcast Transition. Becky came up with that name for what reason?
I just felt like the Lord was saying that. Transition, which means change and shifting.
Yeah. We certainly did a big change after Grace's birth. I teased Becky about having a home birth before Grace was born, and she was like, "Are you crazy? I'm not doing that." But ended up after Grace was born in the hospital, we had a lot of difficulties that we decided home birthing was
for us
what we wanted to do. And all of our kids, we got five kids, and all four of the five after Grace were born at home.
Night and day difference.
But we'll talk about that another time. But I just wanted to start off the program. We were talking about information, and I had to put my glasses on because I'm almost 60 years old and I can't see very good. So I had to put my reading glasses on. But scripture in Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me." If somebody's trying to give you some information that will help you and you reject it, don't even want to listen to it, consequences could be
fatal.
Kind of bad sometimes. Yeah, exactly.
It could be.
So that's what we want to just give you some information and stuff that we've learned, like I said. And please don't be offended. Please don't unfriend us because of this. But a lot of this stuff definitely hits home. Hits home with us as well because
since
2020,
friends.
That's right. We have lost several friends. We've lost pastor friends.
We've lost a couple of family members.
And, you know, because of this dreaded pandemic disease called COVID-19 or coronavirus, China virus, whatever you want to call it. And not just because of that, but because of different ways it was treated and not treated.
It's all in the name of COVID.
Exactly. In the name. But on a happier note,
let's hear it.
Let's talk about what happened on June 24th.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Roe versus Wade was overturned. What a great thing. We've been praying for that for years and years. It's been almost 50 years.
Yeah, my whole life.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't think it would ever be overturned in my lifetime.
I can agree with that. We, maybe a lot of us had, we heard a pastor actually this past Sunday in Arkansas say the same thing, that we didn't really have faith that it was going to happen. Yet in December, I agreed with a certain ministry to pray at a certain time early in the morning, to pray for an hour each day for like 20 or 30 days. And I did it. And I believed that it could happen. I just didn't know if I'd see it.
I mean, when something's been, you know, not really, it's not really law, but it was something that the Supreme Court back in 1973 said that it would be legal in the United States. They just, you know, it was never a law. They just made it legal.
Yeah.
And so when it's been almost 50 years, you pretty much just, most people, and I'll be honest, me too, have just pretty much accepted it as
this
the
is
gospel,
the way it is,
the law of the land. And so it's not something that, unless it's, you know, the March of Life rally and all that that's goes on every year, and people bring it up, you know, in sermons, or you hear it on TV, you don't really think about it on a daily basis.
Maybe we could say our passion for it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
We knew it was wrong. We wanted it turned, overturned, but we didn't have the passion to really believe it.
But there was a lot of people that did.
There sure
were.
Their
passion and their prayers prevailed.
Yes.
And thank God for that. I would just want to go through a real quick list. Maybe most of you don't know, or some of you don't know, what states, they sent it back to the states. What states made it illegal in their state? Alabama is, it's banned. And Alaska, it's still legal, likely to be protected. That's kind of hard to believe, Alaska. You know, they're pretty conservative up there. Arizona has banned it, or mostly banned. Arkansas, which is where I grew up, is banned. California, of course, is still legal in California. Probably will stay that way, most likely. Colorado, it's still legal. Connecticut is still legal. Delaware, it's still legal. District of Columbia, of course, is still legal. Florida, I'm really surprised at Florida, because it's still legal for now, but I can't imagine it staying that way, because, you know, Florida's kind of leading the way with different things. Governor DeSantis is he's a champion in Florida. Georgia, it's likely to be banned. Not yet, but likely to be banned. Hawaii, still legal. Idaho, it's banned. Will be banned. Illinois, it will stay legal, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Indiana, I'm kind of surprised at Indiana, too. It says it's likely to be banned, but it's not banned yet. Now, a lot of states, as soon as they did the ruling, I mean, right off the bat, several states, I think like 13, something like that, just immediately said
trigger laws.
Yeah, trigger laws immediately said it's banned in our state. Mm-hmm. And so Iowa, it's likely to ban. Kansas is still legal for now, which that's hard to believe too. Kansas is pretty conservative. Kentucky, it's banned. Louisiana, it's banned. Maine, it's still likely to stay legal. Maryland, the same thing. Massachusetts, the same thing. Michigan is still legal for now. But hopefully that's where Becky grew up. Hopefully things will change in Michigan. They'll make it illegal in Michigan. Minnesota, it's still legal. Mississippi, it's banned. Missouri, it's banned. Montana.
Missouri was the first one.
That's right. Thank you, Missouri.
Yeah.
We love Missouri. Montana, it's still legal for now, which that's hard to believe. Montana is really conservative, so I'm sure that'll get changed. Nebraska is the same thing. It's still legal for now, but Nebraska will get changed. Nevada, still legal. New Hampshire, it's still legal. New Jersey, still legal. New Mexico, still legal. New York, what do you think?
Legal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. North Carolina, still legal for now. North Dakota, it's banned. Ohio, it's banned. Oklahoma, it's banned. Oregon, still legal. Pennsylvania, still legal for now. Rhode Island, still legal. South Carolina, it's banned. South Dakota, it's banned. Tennessee, where we are right now, it's banned. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Governor Lee. Mm-hmm. And Utah, it's banned. And Vermont, still legal. Virginia, still legal for now, but they're talking about banning it with the new governor there and everything. So mm-hmm. Washington, it's still legal. West Virginia, it's banned. And Wisconsin, it's banned. And Wyoming, it's banned. So
Wisconsin,
yeah,
it's
Wisconsin, yeah. How about
wow,
that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're watching from a state that's still it's still legal in, you need to contact your representatives, your senators, your governor, and say we want it illegal in our state. And enough people do that,
yeah,
it'll happen.
And your faith is built up a little because of what we just saw on June 24th with the Supreme Court. Now
yeah.
That should encourage us to
should
move forward in the next step.
That's right. So thank God for those justices, those six justices that said, mm-hmm. It's not constitutional. It never has been. And they overturned it and sent it back to the states. So now it's up to the states to decide if it's legal or not legal. So, yeah, contact them people up there, your state, if your state is still legal. It don't need to be legal, right?
Right.
So we wanted to talk about, we talked about 2020 in the previous video and how it affected us and how God blessed us through 2020. And we did a bunch of Facebook Live concerts from our house, our living room. And God just, he blessed us. People sent in offerings. They bought stuff off our websites, off our website. And it was awesome. We ended up paying off a couple of debts, which that's unheard of. If you can't travel and sing, this is your living. How do you do that?
It was only by God's grace.
Only by God's grace. And but anyway, we wanted to talk about some more things that went on in 2020 and 2021. A lot of friends, like we said, we lost some friends. And we've known of a lot of people that got sick. Supposedly it was COVID. And they went to the hospital and they put them in ICU. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, their kidneys are starting to fail. Mm-hmm. They're put on a
ventilator.
And a few days after that, they're gone. And you're wondering, what in the world? This thing must really be deadly.
And I always wondered why some people got so sick. And then other people got sick, but they didn't have to go to the hospital. Or we got sick.
We did.
It was like the flu. And we didn't test. So we think we had COVID, what they would call COVID.
It was either COVID or the flu.
Sure.
Did you notice that when COVID came, the flu went away?
Yes, it did.
That don't happen, you know. No. So it could either be the flu or COVID or whatever, a combination of both. But we were sick in October of 2020, and I was down for 3 days, and I slept. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he just hibernates in the bedroom, closes the door. You don't go in there because you don't want to breathe the air.
I slept for 3 days.
We bring him a little food or something to drink.
Yeah.
And we don't see him for 3 days.
So after 3 days, I got up.
He rose from the bed.
rose from the bed. I got up and
he was a new man.
I was still, you know, a little shaky because I hadn't had much to eat or drink. And I was, you know, I needed some nourishment and I needed to get out and get some fresh air. But after a couple of days, I was back to normal again, out singing again. So it affected her a little longer because she had to stay up and
take care
of the kids in the house and take care of me. So
our kids help us a lot with Grace.
But yours was about, what, a week and a half? Something like that. So, but we didn't have to go to the hospital.
No.
You know? No. We just don't do hospitals unless it's just
a broken arm,
cut off a foot or an arm or something like that.
I mean,
of course
we need doctors for
definitely
certain things, but when it's a virus or we just don't do it. We wanted to stay under the radar. We didn't want to give them our if we were to test positive for COVID, we didn't want to give them another statistic.
Yeah,
and we know that the tests are manipulated. So,
how do you know?
I shouldn't have said that, right? Let's just talk about that another time. But
yeah, but we have learned some things about protocols, what doctors were treating COVID-19 patients with, and what they weren't treating them with, what they should have been treating them with. But and things were banned, and people lost their jobs because they mentioned things, different treatments for it. They lost their pages on Facebook, on YouTube, Instagram, just wherever, you know, if they said something that wasn't the narrative, the liberal or the media narrative that was going on, they were cut off.
Yeah.
So, but we've learned some things since then. And Becky's got some information over there now. I'll just give it to her and let her talk about what we found out about one of the main treatments that a lot of hospitals were giving COVID patients.
This is about that particular drug is all of this. And I'm not going to, I mean, you see a stack of papers in my hand. I'm not going to read all of this stuff, but I just wanted to, I went through it and just made highlights, made notes.
And this is so, available to anybody that wants to look for it.
Right. It's so you out can, there. You can contact us to get the information that we have, and we'll share it with you. Yeah. Private message us.
Yeah.
But this is an article put out by the WHO, and that's
the WHO?
The World Health Organization, and NBC right. reported on this in November of 2020, and the title of the article was WHO, World Health Organization, recommends against the use of this drug that we're talking about today, and I'm just going to call it the R drug.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I say the name, that we're going to get in trouble.
They may take us off Facebook.
I'm just trying not to get removed.
Get rid of my channel.
It's kind of hard not to get removed.
Facebook profile that I've had for years.
So the WHO recommends against the use of the R drug in COVID-19 patients. That's the article title right there. This next one, the next two, there were two studies that were published by PubMed.gov. PubMed is like a tributary. It's under the NIH, the National Institute of Health. And I'm specifically going to these websites to find information just to show you that it's not just an article that somebody wrote an opinion on.
Yeah.
It was on the NIH, or still is, on the NIH's website. And PubMed put this out, and the title of the first one, it's from April of last year, 2021, and the title is the R drug. I didn't cross that word out first. I crossed it out everywhere else. The R drug. An acute renal failure, a potential safety signal from disproportionality analysis of the WHO safety database, Okay. Now, the other one was published. This is also PubMed, was published in November of last year, and it's called Potential Kidney Damage Associated with the Use of the R Drug for COVID-19. Analysis of a pharmacovigilance database. Okay. Then this is another NBC News article. The WHO advises that the R drug shouldn't be used on hospitalized COVID-19 patients. There was a massive global study of the R drug's effectiveness, and it was run by the WHO, and the conclusion was the title I just read. The R drug shouldn't be used on hospitalized COVID-19 patients. So the WHO guideline development group wrote a review, and this review was published in the BMJ, which is the British Medical Journal. So Gilead Sciences, that's who makes this R drug, and they questioned the WHO's findings. Now, why would they question the WHO? Well, any guesses? Because of money.
Oh.
Money's involved. They can't make the money. Gilead Sciences can't make the money if they don't use their drug, right?
Yeah.
So get this. Gilead Sciences has been making, at least it was stated last year, they were set to make $390 a vial for this drug.
Wow.
The U.S. government was paying them that much.
How many vials did they make?
Oh, my goodness.
Billions?
Billions? I didn't get the number.
Probably billions,
but yeah. How many people? I mean, they're pushing for the world to get the shot. So how many vials are there?
That'd be a lot.
This is an article by Great Mountain Publishing. The top of their website, their logo is, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," which is John 8:32. This is an article from August of last year, 2021, and it's by a man named Edward Hendry. And he's talking about Dr. Brian Artis. So these are things that Dr. Brian Artis has helped him see. The NIH recommends this R drug, right? Now, there were 9 people on the NIH panel on COVID-19 treatment guidelines with financial ties to Gilead Sciences.
Oh.
So that's the maker, again, of this R drug.
Yep.
9 people from the NIH that had ties to Gilead Sciences.
Hmm.
interesting, right?
Yes, very interesting.
And they're named. They name them in this article. So I'm not going to name them, but I can share the article with you if you want to read it.
In other words, they were pushing for this because they had interest in it.
They sure did.
And interest means moolah.
Mm-hmm. So R drug, again, I didn't cross it out and I almost said it, but it showed adverse events. Many of the studies cited in support of NIH's recommendation to use Veklury, which is also the R drug, it's another name for it, were in vitro studies or animal studies. That's how they studied to see the effectiveness of it sometimes.
And what did they find out?
They said, it's okay. Well, a couple of the human studies, I crossed this out, were at best a mixed bag. Two of the most authoritative studies show Veklury to be ineffective and unsafe. On or about May 12th, 2020, the FDA reported the following summary for study GSUS545773. Now that's, you can look that up. You can go and look up those letters and numbers and see this study for yourself. And this was the conclusion. In a randomized open label clinical trial, study GSUS545773 of the R drug in 397 subjects with severe COVID-19 treated with the R drug for 5 or 10 days, adverse events were reported in 71% and 74% of subjects, respectively. Serious adverse events were reported in 21% and 35% of subjects, respectively. And grade 3 adverse events were reported in 31% and 43% of subjects, respectively. 9 or 5% subjects in the 5-day group and 10% subjects in the 10-day group discontinued treatment due to an adverse event. All-cause mortality at day 28 was 10% versus 13% in the 5 and 10-day treatment groups, respectively. Okay. Doesn't sound good.
No.
Sounds like something you'd want to stay away from. And this is the last article, and this is the one that I will read the most from, but it's still not a lot. But this is by Carter Heavy Industries. Part of the title just says the R drug scam. It's an article from September of last year, 2021, and it starts out in April 2020. Anthony Fauci cited a study which he said proved that the R drug could block coronavirus. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
He also claimed in both 2018 and 19 that a study showed that the R drug was safe and efficacious in the use against the Ebola virus. But this was also a lie. If you were to actually look at the study titled, this is the title of the study, A Randomized Controlled Trial of Ebola Virus Disease Therapeutics, which was testing 4 different drugs against the Ebola virus, they will find that the safety board pulled the R drug out of 6 months early because over 50% of the patients that received it died.
Ooh.
Now, in February 2020, a state-run Chinese lab sought a patent on the use of this R drug to treat coronavirus based on the results of a single patient. That's how they got a patent on it. Based on the results of one single patient. After the CCP and Fauci recommended the use of this R drug, the U.S. secured the world supply and began treating Americans with it. Patients immediately began suffering kidney failure, which was then blamed on COVID-19.
Yeah.
Even though studies by the manufacturer show the R drug causes it in 23%, even after only a few days. So they use it anyway. When the kidneys fail, the lungs fill with liquid, which is how thousands have died in the hospitals, being misdiagnosed and put on ventilators. And it's all being blamed on COVID-19. But if we read the fine print, we can see that all this is to be expected with the R drug. and Fauci knows it. The following two excerpts are from RFK's excellent book, The Real Anthony Fauci. The book details how Fauci, Gates, and their cohorts used their control of media outlets, scientific journals, key government and quasi-governmental agencies, global intelligence agencies, and influential scientists and physicians to flood the public with fearful propaganda about COVID-19 virulence and pathogenesis, and to muzzle debate and ruthlessly censor dissent. There was an update on this article in April of this year, and the update says, in a stroke of what I can only describe as pure evil, the FDA recently approved, January of this year, the use of Gilead's R drug, named Veklury, to be used exclusively in newborns in the U.S., both hospitalized and non-hospitalized. So in summary, get this. They know it kills, yet they have mandated it to be the only drug used from adults to babies everywhere. It makes you at a loss for words.
So are they, you said they were treating babies that, or are you talking about putting it in like babies' vaccines they get?
I am not clear about that, but it was this year that they said whether they're in the hospital or they're not in the hospital. I am assuming, this is just an assumption, that they're talking about if a baby gets tested for COVID and they test positive, whether they're in the hospital or they're not in the hospital, they will treat that baby with remdesivir at home or in the hospital.
You said the word. That's okay. That's okay. that's a lot of information there. And like she said, you can look it up yourself, or you can private message us, and we'll give you the links to those things you just read. There's a whole lot more information besides that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
testimonies of people that went in the hospital, their loved one went in the hospital, and they treated them with the R drug.
Yeah.
And they didn't come back. They didn't come out.
Matter of fact, we have friends, and it's such a struggle to, or it's very frustrating to watch someone dying and you want to help them. You know you have some information that could help, but it's not received. And that's okay, because we're not doctors, and nobody's turning to us for answers.
Well, you trust that your doctor is there
to help you
and to help you live, you know?
Right.
You trust them. Everybody has. We trusted Grace's doctor, you know?
Right.
And
but I tell you, this pandemic couldn't have succeeded without the help of doctors.
Right. That's true.
I'm talking about the scam of the pandemic.
Not every doctor, though.
Nope.
Not every doctor was in on it. But
not
there were
every
some.
Doctor.
There were a lot that were. And I don't know if maybe they didn't even know. They were just following is it NIH?
The guidelines.
Protocols, the guidelines, mm-hmm. how to treat C-19. They just followed what their higher-ups were telling them to do.
Right.
Maybe didn't know, you know.
But some caught on.
Yeah.
And some backed up and said, I'm not using this drug anymore.
But a lot of hospitals received money.
Right.
From C-19 patients and ones that used that drug and ones that died. They received lots of money.
Yeah.
Because of that. But we knew, we used to go to church with a guy that went in the hospital. He tested positive, so he started having breathing problems or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm, he had breathing.
He was overweight, you know, mm-hmm. and he went into the hospital. They put him in the ICU. His wife's giving us, you know, giving everybody updates on Facebook every day, you know, what they're giving, what they're doing for him, and all this. And he was better one day, worse the next. And then she starts talking about his kidneys starting to fail him. And he's being put on dialysis, and then the next thing you know, he's got the, I keep forgetting what the breathing thing is.
Oh, ventilator.
Ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, he's gone, you know.
Yeah.
Great friend of ours. And Becky had sent his wife a couple of messages And I think she ignored the first one and then the last one.
It's okay. It's okay.
She said, don't send me any more messages. But
yeah, it's okay. It's just frustrating when you just watch someone die.
That's what I'm talking about.
It didn't have to happen.
Well, that's what I was talking about, that scripture that I let off with, lack of knowledge, you know.
Yeah. But you have a story of similar story, someone that you talked to.
A girl from Arkansas that was, she grew up a fan of Mid-South, a group I used to be with. And she still kind of follows us around, our family around. And I saw back November of 2021 that she was posting about her mother being in the hospital, and she just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And she started naming off these things that were starting to happen to her. And so I sent her a private message, and I said, I've got a video for you to watch about this drug that they're giving COVID-19 patients. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I said, do you know what they're giving your mother? She said, no, I don't. And I said, do you know if they're giving her this R drug? And she said, no, but I'll find out. Well, I sent her a video. I said, watch this and then let me know what you think about it. And I said, if they are giving it to her, tell them to stop immediately. And so she said she would. And then I didn't hear nothing from her. And then about, I don't know, maybe a week later, her mother passed away. Well, I didn't hear anything from her after that until a couple weeks ago. She sent me a message on Facebook and said, you remember when you told me about that R drug? I wanted me to check into it. She said, I asked the doctor or the nurses if they were giving it to my mother. And they said, no. She said, well, I got the medical records. Just got them in, and I'm looking through there, and I see what they gave her, and it was right there.
It's in there.
They lied to her. They gave it to her, and her mother passed away. The same things happened, you know.
Acute kidney renal
started
failure.
Failing,
yeah.
You know. Ventilator, you know, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we can't bring her back, of course, but you can, like we're doing. Tell others about it. I mean, there have been people that have gone in the hospital, and we found out that they were treating them with this R drug, but they survived.
Yes, there have been.
But they're
lots
having complications now with breathing and different things that are going on right now, and we believe that it's because of that drug.
The lasting
effects of that drug. So we just, you know, we're not trying to be, like I said, we're not trying to be. We know it all, you know, but we don't. We're still learning, too. We've been learning for almost 24 years.
Well, I've been learning for 54 years. That's
how I'm talking about as far as, I'm talking about as far after Grace was born.
Oh, yeah, that's just the transition began.
That's when the transition began. Okay. We started, you know, checking out things and reading more. And instead of just saying, okay, here it is, doctor, do whatever you want to do, you know, we just, you know.
Yeah. We are, when he told his friend about her mother, concerning her mother and her being in the hospital and what she was being treated with, and he told her, tell the hospital staff to get her off of that, to quit giving that to her. See, we forget, just like when I went to the hospital, I did what the doctor told me to do with the birth induction. The Holy Spirit was trying to tell me, don't do it. He did say that.
Right.
I mean, he dropped that in my spirit that morning that I was originally supposed to go in for the birth induction. And I listened to him that day, and I called the doctor and said, I'm not coming in. And he didn't like it. But we are in charge of our health. And that's the thing that I'm most passionate about, is that you should not be told what to do by the doctor, and it's not a dictation, it's a suggestion, but you are in charge. You call the shots. You hire and fire your doctor.
Yeah, that's especially if the Holy Spirit
get excited about
especially
that.
Especially if the Holy Spirit is saying, if you feel like something's not right, you know, that's the Holy Spirit telling you.
Yeah, and so 2 days later, I did go ahead and go through with the birth induction, and the Holy Spirit didn't change his mind. He didn't say, okay, go ahead now. I wanted him to say that, but he didn't. And I just felt the pressure of doing what my doctor was telling me to do. And God bless that doctor. I have forgiven him. Please don't hear me. Don't put words in my mouth and say she's got a lot of unforgiveness. I have forgiven him years ago.
She took called a while. Him or sent him a letter.
I sent him a letter. We corresponded. But I do not just do what the doctor says now. I learned a hard lesson.
Yeah. So, you know, even if it's not the Holy Spirit, you feel like, you know, the Holy Spirit's talking to you. He could send, God could send a messenger to you, like me to that girl, you know, about her mother. You know.
Are you an angel?
Yes. My mother thinks I am. No, but yeah, we're not perfect. That's for sure. Just forgiven. Haven't yet arrived, but I'm on my way, just like Joel Hippo says. I'm always talking about these songs.
I'm laughing about that your mother thinks you're an angel.
Oh, sure. I could do no wrong in her eyes. Except when I was little, I did a lot of wrong back then to get a whipping for it. But anyway, we love y'all, and we appreciate you sticking with us and watching these videos. Please share this if you got somebody that don't know, because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that we've come across in our travels, and we've talked about these things and different things that are going on in the world and the country. And they're like, I never heard that. I've never heard that, you know, because if you watch the mainstream media, and I'm including
you
Fox,
you won't hear it.
I'm including Fox News on there.
Absolutely.
I used to watch Fox News like it was the conservative channel, which it's supposed to be, you know, but they're not telling everything.
They give about 50% of the truth.
They're not telling it all either. So you're not going to find out about it unless you search for it.
Yeah.
Or unless you watch videos like this, which you won't see much on Facebook or YouTube. But there is a thing called Rumble.
Yes.
It's like a YouTube channel platform, video platform.
Or Brighteon.
Brighteon. You know, there's
lots of information.
There's Mike Lindell's Frank Speech.
Frank Speech.
You know, all that stuff's on there.
Yeah.
Just, it's everywhere. Rumble, especially what we use. Our channel, this channel is on Rumble as well. It's, you just go in there and look for Transition with Bobby and Becky, and you'll find our channel on there, and just subscribe or follow, and follow us here on Facebook if you're watching it here, and hopefully it'll be on a little longer. If it's not, then you'll know you can go to Rumble and watch them on there. But please spread the word, and we'd appreciate that so much, and we appreciate y'all.
We would.
And we love you.
We do love you.
Don't be offended. I hope you're not offended. I hope you won't unfriend us. We've had people unfriend us because of our stance about certain things. But we just want to spread the truth. And we feel like God wanted us to do this because I came to Becky several weeks ago and said, I'm thinking about doing a video podcast to spread the truth about stuff that's been going on for the past 2 or 3 years. And she said, I was thinking the same thing. And that was a confirmation, because that happened over 14 years ago when I felt like the Lord was telling me, I want you to travel and sing as a family ministry. And I said that to Becky, and she said I was just having that same thought. So
out of the blue.
That was just another confirmation right there that we're supposed to be doing this right here. So thank you so much. Tune in again next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For you Yankees up there in the East and the Midwest, we love Yankees too. I married one.
God loves Yankees.
Why, sure. And us Southern Hicks too, okay? God bless y'all. We'll see you next time on Transition with Bobby and Becky.
Bye-bye.
God bless y'all. Good night.